let's get this meditation together. So just sit down comfortably and relax, and we'll get into the meditation. Okay, so as always, make sure that you relax and you sit comfortably and you enjoy the meditation practice. One of the great tricks of meditation is always to enjoy this. It's not a chore, it's not something that you have to kind of push yourself through, it's something that you're supposed to enjoy. And once you gather that, once you understand the principle of enjoyment, you start to look and understand meditation in the right way. It tends to actually lead you in the right direction as well. What a wonderful opportunity it is to come here to the Dhammaloka Center, just to de-stress a little bit, to enjoy the good company and the nice atmosphere in here. So make sure that you take advantage of that, that you really enjoy this, that you learn how to de-stress, just to breathe in, allow the breath to come in and out completely naturally. Just sitting back and allowing things to calm down. By enjoying the peace and focusing on the peace, it is as if the mind becomes peaceful all by itself. One of the core aspects of meditation practice is to learn to be as patient as absolutely possible. Because with patience, we're just sitting back. Things tend to become calm by themselves. There's nothing much that you really have to do except allow the process to happen by itself. Initially, it is no point in really watching the breath until you feel really relaxed and at ease. So instead of watching the breath, just feel the body. Feel the body as it eases up and relaxes, as you just enjoy the peace and the nice company in a place like this. And just by doing that much, you will start to relax, and that will be the basis, the foundation for your meditation practice. And remember that the attitude is so important. And the sort of attitude that makes meditation work is a gentle and caring attitude. Caring towards yourself and also caring towards all other beings. And as you get into this right mood, so to speak, and you allow that to develop, you relax even more. And what happens is that you are gradually turning the present moment into the pleasant moment. It becomes beautiful. And as that happens, your mindfulness starts to brighten up, because mindfulness wants to be where there is contentment, happiness and joy. Don't allow any external noises or anything to disturb you. Remember, it is just the nature of the world that sometimes things happen. Any noise you hear or anything which may seem disturbing, it is just like the wind in the trees or the waves on the ocean. It is just nature playing itself out. And when you allow yourself to look at the world in this way, then there is no disturbance. It just passes through and it's gone, and you feel peaceful again straight away. I just feel that wonderful freedom from burdens right now. At this moment there is nothing here. There is nothing but you and the peace and perhaps your breath. Nothing else in the whole world. Everything else has disappeared. Your work, your family, your house. For a few moments you're just inside of yourself, feeling peaceful and feeling at ease. And just notice the beauty of that feeling. And the good energy of a beautiful retreat from the world called the Dhammaloka Buddhist Center, with a beautiful company around you. What a wonderful thing that is. Enjoy that. And as you enjoy that, the mind inclines further in that direction. that we are now approaching the end of the meditation. As we come to the end, ask yourself, how do you feel now? And if you feel a bit more peaceful and at ease, ask yourself about the causes for that. What is it that leads to peace and calm and harmony and joy? And as you start to understand the causality of the meditation process, you start to learn how this process works, and you can take charge of your own meditation practice. In a minute or two, I will ring the bell, and when the bell rings for the third time, that is the end of the meditation.